All right, I'm sitting here with Laura Burkhold, senior at Utah State University. Tell me about yourself, Laura.
Well, I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, and I moved out to Utah after high school to study mechanical and aerospace engineering here at Utah State. So I've been in the program for 3.5 years now, and just decided to focus on propulsion systems for either in atmosphere or spacecraft. I haven't really decided yet. But I'm in the middle of my senior year, and I'm looking forward to getting an internship and then hopefully a good job when I graduate.
Okay, and so people have described you as a rocket scientist, myself included. Do you like being described as a rocket scientist? Does it make you feel cool?
Definitely makes me feel cool. My mom likes to brag about me. She says her daughter is a rocket scientist, and that makes me feel pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool, not gonna lie. So why did you end up wanting to become a rocket scientist?
Well, I always wanted to study engineering from an early age. I was always taking stuff apart and putting it back together. So when I started studying here at Utah State, I didn't really know what I wanted to go into. I didn't really have a focus. So when you're a senior here, you have to take technical electives, and we have to take 5 courses. And so last semester, I took aerodynamics and compressible fluid flow, both of which will set you up for a spring course. That's kind of the follow-up. And so I took both of those because I didn't really know which one I wanted to follow up. So beforehand, I was like, oh, I'm going to do the follow-up to aerodynamics, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I ended up not liking that class as much and really liking compressible fluid flow. It made sense. I really liked it. So I decided to do the follow-up to that one, which is this propulsion systems class I'm in. And so it kind of gave me a course as to what I want to do for a career.
That's pretty cool, not going to lie. So I hear that you're going to be starting a job in a lab pretty soon here. Can you kind of describe what that lab's going to be about?
Yeah, so right now most rockets use this propellant that is incredibly damaging to the environment and to human beings. There's a lot of regulations and procedures as to where it can be, where it can't, launch site procedures, stuff like that. So this lab is looking to develop a replacement for that is a lot more environmentally friendly. It can be, you can launch without all these regulations. Human beings can be around it without as much protective equipment. So they're working on developing that.
That's pretty cool, not going to lie. All right, this has been a podcast thingy. This is normally where I say, this has been something news, but there's nothing to be said. So yeah, thank you, Laura. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.